Hi there, my name is Samantha Banks, and I've put together this exercise for you to discover the benefit, the impact, and the wonderful healing that can be had just from practicing some breathing techniques. We don't often think or focus on our breathing because we do it unconsciously, and yet, without the breath of life, we would surely die. So as a result, we have become shallow breathers, and we are missing out on some great and practical exercises that could bring about well-being on all levels of our being. So we are going to focus on a simple technique to build our qi. If you're not familiar with the term qi, you may be familiar with it in the following name: qi, prana, or hara energy. Regardless, qi is all the same, and it is life force energy. And we get it from our breath as well as other energies that we take in from the earth, such as food. When we have stagnant qi, we have conditions such as illness, apathy, and depression. When we have good qi that is moving around our body and our subtle bodies, we are then flowing and have much more energy, and this helps us to accomplish so much more. Qi, life force energy, is vital to life and to any spiritual practice. And if you would like to find out more about qi and its many uses, then I should recommend that you look into some qigong classes or qi do. There are many ways to build qi. So I would like to ask you to get yourself ready in a comfortable position, sitting with your head up in an undisturbed place. Turn off all telephones, TVs, so on and so forth, and make sure that you have a place where you will not be disturbed. If you would like to, you can light some candles and some incense, and even play some soft music, preferably without words. Although this is not necessary to your experience, you can do it just by yourself without any enhancement. So just start by sitting up straight and paying attention to your breath, breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. What does this sound like? And where is the breath going in your body? How is your body responding to your breath? Can you feel your ribs expanding? How deeply do you breathe? By just listening to the breath, it can help you to shut off external distractions. So go ahead and give yourself a few minutes here, just focusing on your breath. By now, you might be feeling the urge to breathe deeper. So go ahead and give that a try too. Breathing into the lower abdomen, filling up that area, and then filling up to the ribs and expanding into the chest area and lungs. It's a three-part breath, but really it flows into one. So go ahead and breathe in, and then as you're doing this, imagine that your lungs, or feel your lungs expanding, breathing into them until you can fill them no more. Then release fully through your mouth every last drop of air. You may even want to bend down as you do this, squeezing out all of the stagnant, stale air that has been sitting in your lungs. On the out breath, I want you to feel it expressing itself from the lower abdomen, up through the ribs, through the chest area, and from the lungs. And as you express the air out, as you get up into the chest area, kind of pull in your abdomen a little bit and feel your ribs contracting back in. So you breathe in, filling up the abdomen, the ribs, the chest area, the lungs, feeling the ribs expanding, breathing in every last drop, and then as you breathe out, you release from the lower abdomen, the ribs contracting, the chest area, and the lungs, breathing out every last drop of air. Do this 5 more times. How does this feel? How is your body responding to this? Can you feel the breath oxygenating every part of your body? Maybe you want to visualize this, bringing in the breath from the tips of your toes all the way up to the top of your head. Did you find your rhythm with your breath? Pay attention to any changes or sensations that you may be feeling. Now, I would like you to do this same practice, only before we begin, I want you to count your in-breath. So my in-breath, because I've been practicing this for a while, is usually around about 10. Yours may be 10, or it may be 5, or 6, or 7. It doesn't really matter what the count is, but you will find as you increase your practice with this breathing that your ability to breathe in will deepen and therefore get longer. So breathe in now and using the same technique, fill up the lungs and count how many seconds it takes you to do so. And then, once you've established your count, what I want you to do is practice the in-breath for this rhythmic count, then hold for the same amount of time, and then breathe out through the mouth for the same amount of time, practicing the same condition that we just did. When you hold the breath, I want you to imagine, visualize, feel the breath being stored in a reservoir just below your belly button. This is called the Hara area, and this is where our chi energy is stored. So breathe in for your count. Hold. Imagine the breath being held in the reservoir at the heart. And then breathe out for your count. Go ahead and do this now a few times. Just finding your rhythm with your breath. Enjoy the peace you will receive from this practice and do it regularly to see the results. As you practice this, you will actually find yourself doing this outside of your meditation, as your body will give you the cues to practice this deep breathing. So please practice this for the next 10 minutes by yourself. And if you would like to find out more about me and my services, you can contact me on the web at mysticsjourney.com. It has been my pleasure to share this amazing breathing technique with you, and rest assured there are many more that you can find out for yourself. Thank you, and namaste.